Mark chapter 3. Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 17. And James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. So here we get James, and we get John. James was the brother of the apostle John. And, you know, James and John, they were partners with Simon Peter and Andrew in the fishing business up in Galilee. They were friends, and they were business partners when the Lord called them. And so we get these three, James and John, and also Peter, who's not mentioned here. We would say that they were the inner circle of the Lord Jesus and his disciples. You know, the Lord had many disciples. We see that in the resurrection there was 500, and we see that the 70 were sent out in Luke's gospel. And then we see that there was the 12, but then there was the three, Peter, James, and John. They were like the inner circle. So when Jairus' daughter died, the Lord Jesus took Peter, James, and John aside and brought them into the room. And they saw the resurrection of that girl. And when the Lord Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he took Peter, James, and John up the mountain, and they saw the Lord Jesus transfigured before them while Peter was asleep. But we'll see more about Peter's sleeping issues as we go down in the verse. We'll get to that. And then, of course, we see the three were taken aside in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Lord separated them from the other disciples, and they had a view of his holy agony and sufferings in the garden. So these disciples were very close to the Lord Jesus. And it says here of James and John, the Lord Jesus named them, it's an Aramaic word, Boanerges, it means the sons of thunder. And I've often considered that. Well, why would the Lord Jesus call them the sons of thunder? And you think, you know, in Luke's Gospel chapter 9, when the Samaritans refused to receive the Lord Jesus, what did James and John do? Lord, call fire down, just like Elijah did. Elijah did, and destroy the Samaritans. And the Lord said, you don't know what spirit you are of. But, you know, we see the apostle John, and he became known as the apostle of love. You know, you read his epistles, you read his gospel, God so loved the world. Then you see him in the book of Revelation. I think it's chapter 8, where he hears seven thunders, right? And he's going to write it down, what the seven thunders said. And a voice said, John, don't write what the seven thunders said, okay? So we don't know what the seven thunders said, but John knows what the seven thunders said. He's the son of thunder. Someday when you get to heaven, if you meet John up there, ask him, John, what did the seven thunders say? He was the son of thunder. Then we come to Mark's Gospel chapter 10, and we read more about James and John. These guys were a team, and not only were they brothers, but they were in on a lot of things. And so we get in verse 35, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him and saying, Master, teacher, we would that you should do for us whatever we shall desire. One of the Gospels said it was their mother that was with them. Yeah, you always hear about Zebedee, but you never hear Zebedee like, you know, it wasn't Zebedee that was pushing them, it was the mother. That's another subject. Okay, verse 36, and he said unto them, what would you do that I should do for you? And they said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. Of course, they were thinking the Lord's going to ride into Jerusalem and he's going to kick out the Romans and, you know, establish the kingdom on earth, and they would be ruling on the right hand and the left. They still had some things to learn. Verse 38, but Jesus said unto them, you know not what you ask. Can ye drink the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And what do they say in verse 30? We can. We can. And Jesus said unto them, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. And with the baptism that I am baptized with all shall you be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And notice verse 41, and when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John, the ongoing discussion amongst the disciples of who should be the greatest. But it's very interesting here, brothers and sisters, that the Lord Jesus said, you know, can you drink the cup that I drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And he's speaking, of course, of his sufferings, isn't he? His suffering. And James and John said, we can. We can. And the Lord didn't say, no, you can't. He said, indeed, you shall. You know, and if they did this to the master, shall the servant escape? Will any less happen to the servant? And this is what the Lord was saying to them. So we see that, in a sense, this is prophetic from the Lord Jesus, that James indeed would drink the cup that the Lord Jesus drank and be baptized with the baptism that he would be baptized with, because James was executed by the sword of Herod. And John himself, he was not martyred, but he suffered greatly. And Nero, Nero was dead, Caesar Domitian had exiled him to the Isle of Patmos, where in the Aegean Sea. Hot little island, the sun beating down on it. And the exiles there had to work in the mines. History tells us. Caesar would put them in the mines, put them to work. That's where John worked. Down in the mines on Patmos. But one day, Lord's Day, he got the vision of the apocalypse that we were just referring to. Yes, indeed, they would drink the cup that the Lord drank of and be baptized with the baptism that the Lord was baptized with. Well, we just come back to our chapter. And so we see here in verse 2, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Now, just another little word here on James, is just for the younger ones, just to keep clear. There's several James in the New Testament. This is not the James that wrote our epistle that we have towards the end of the Bible. That James is mentioned in verse 17. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went to another place. The James in verse 17 is the James that wrote our epistle. And he was actually the stepbrother of the Lord Jesus, who was not a believer until the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So James was killed with the sword. And as I said, humanly speaking, we would say that's a tragedy. A tragedy. Here's a young man, probably in his mid-20s, who was from the inner circle of the Lord Jesus. He was friends with Simon Peter. His brother was John. He had his whole future before him of preaching the gospel to the people of Israel. And he had some ability or something that the Lord had called him to do, to share. And but he was cut off in the midst of his years. And you say, why? For the church, it would have been a shock, a tragedy.